This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. Let's head up to the White Mountains again and go to Big Lake on the Apache Sitgraves National Forest. But before we go, go to the Apache Sitgraves website. Search for that online. You'll find it easy. It's usda.gov. And check out the site for areas that are closed and areas that are open. In addition, there is a wonderful video on that website about the homes that were saved because folks had done fuel reduction, pruned and trimmed plants around their homes, and these homes did not burn during the Wallow Fire. If you're a homeowner up on Mount Lemmon or anywhere where there's brush, it's a good video for you to check out. So from Springerville, Arizona, you can head south on Road 273, about 25 miles, to the well-signed Big Lake Recreation Area with a half a dozen campgrounds and over 18 acres of lake, annually stocked with over 20,000 fish. Let's go fishing. A wonderful visitor center, beautiful place with displays and exhibits and programs for the kids on the weekends. A full-service store, which has fishing gear and camping gear and that mustard that you forgot. Campground hosts and all the different campgrounds to help you out. There's no firewood collection in the vicinity at this time, so you have to buy your firewood from the campground hosts, but that's not a big deal. It supports these campgrounds. Some of the campgrounds there, like the Cutthroat Campground, are for tent-only type of camping, but there are campgrounds where it's full-service pullouts for folks with the RVs. Road circles most of the lake, and you can bike the remaining on your bicycle. Remember to bring some warm clothes and a rain shell, as at 9,000 feet, you know, we forget when we live in the desert how chilly it gets up there. There's been a lot of rain this summer since mid-July, and it cools off real nicely. So, looking forward to seeing you with some marshmallows and the kids around a campfire. This has been Arizona Trails.